The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Right now, though, we will talk about the cost of living. I'm sure you've all noticed the increase in your grocery prices over recent weeks and months. It's going to get worse, I hate to say. A second wave of increases on the way. Apparently, Damien O'Reilly is a lecturer in retail management at the Technological University of Dublin. Damien, you're welcome to the show. It's good to talk to you. So what exactly is happening here?
So there's food price inflation, you know, and a lot of that is coming from the input costs. These things were happening before the war. People think maybe it's as a result of what's happening in Ukraine. But these costs, these extra costs have been coming down the line for a long time. Now, you've got to take into account that back in 2008 was the last time we'd price inflation in food. So food inflation has actually come down by 8.5% in the last 12, 14 years. So we've got to put it into perspective of what's happening, but it's happening very dramatically now, and we're having compound inflation. And is that, you know, what's happening now is that all the input costs of they're coming together. So it's the external cost with the transportation, the fuel costs, all of those are feeding into the inflation and food inflation now.
What was driving up the price before the war in Ukraine?
Well, the inflation in the gas and oil, so that's what was driving the prices. Transportation costs, the housing costs, all of those costs are driving the cost of inflation up, the cost of food. So they were coming down the line in January, February, March from talking to suppliers. And what's happening now is that suppliers are probably not going into as many contracts with the large supermarkets as they were previously, because they don't know what their input costs, and they can't say that they can sell something for the next 6 months' time at a particular price.
Oh yeah, because I was going to ask you that. I mean, to what degree do the prices that we pay at the till in the grocery market or in the restaurant, wherever it happens to be, do they reflect input costs heretofore? Or to what extent do they kind of reflect suppliers, I suppose, trying to hedge against future increases?
Yeah, suppliers have done that, but I mean, it's kind of, you know, there's no holds barred now. It's like nobody knows what's going to happen. Nobody knows what the future is going to hold. You know, if the crisis in Ukraine escalates, if it doesn't escalate, then we can kind of look at this in a medium to long term basis, is that maybe food inflation or inflation in general will ease out at maybe 2-3% by the end of the year. Now, compound, that's a huge increase we're having over the year. But basically, you know, at the end of the year, we might have inflation rate month per month of 1-2%. But what's happening now is that the major suppliers are not getting into, many of the major suppliers are not getting into long-term contracts, which is kind of agreed to sell a certain product at a certain price for a particular period of time, maybe for a year. And, you know, that's just not happening anymore, certainly not at the minute. And these long-term agreements and these kind of kickbacks, they're kind of going out the window at the moment.
Gina Murphy is with me as well in studio, the owner of Hugo's Restaurant, Marion Row in Dublin. Gina, have you seen this in the prices you have to charge?
Well, we haven't reflected it back out to the consumer just yet. We've been trying to suppress it as much as we can. But the prices that are coming into us, yes, they have risen dramatically over the last short while.
And right across the board, or are there particular products where you notice it more acutely?
Across the board, absolutely across the board. But in fresh foods, there's a huge increase. Meats, poultry, well, the dairy is huge as well. Wines, the transportation of wine into this country, it's not like something we produce here. So,
yeah,
you know, the fuel cost to get the wine here. So wines have jumped dramatically. But yeah, across the board, it's consumables. It's everything from, you know, your paper napkins to your straws to plates, crockery, cutlery. But yeah, the foodstuffs have risen dramatically. I mean, to give you an example, one of my most basic ingredients would be unsalted butter. And we buy it in a box load. And 5-6 weeks ago, a box of unsalted butter was €51. It's now at €72.50.
Wow. Okay, so that's nearly a 50% increase.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of my most basic ingredients in the kitchen. It's something we use in the preparation of almost all the dishes.
You use the phrase, you said just yet, you haven't passed on the increased cost just yet. I assume there comes a point where you just, you know, you can't keep absorbing those increases.
Well, we've been manoeuvring and reimagining and re-engineering our menu to try and keep the prices down. But there's only so much of that you can do. Yeah. I mean, I can see it happening in the next couple of weeks. It's not going to, we're not going to be able to re-engineer any further without compromising quality.
Have you had to take anything off the menu? There was kind of reports last weekend of kind of things like lobster disappearing from, from the menus of some restaurants.
Yeah, we've taken bits and pieces off and changed the cuts of meat. That's one way of getting around it, where you're still doing beef, but you're doing a different cut, like a daub or a feather blade or something like that.
Well, let me introduce Tim Cullinan, who's the president of the Irish Farmers Association, the IFA. Tim is on the line. Tim, to what degree are your members seeing these increases in their input costs?
Kieran, good evening. Absolutely. And look, farmers have seen hyperinflation over the last number of months. And you know, we've seen, particularly in feed, fuel and fertilizer, like feed, the use to feed the animals has increased anything up to 130%. Fertilizer is up 70-80% at this point in time. And you know, for fuel and energy, all energy costs have seen massive inflation as well. And I just want to go back to a point that Damien made, and he's correct. So we had food deflation for the last 10 years, and it's only recently that the price of food at retail level has somewhat started to increase. And you know, what we're seeing here is, you know, in this country, and Regina mentioned the point there about meat and poultry increasing there recently, but like, you know, the products that we depend on to sell at home here in Ireland at retail level, so I'm speaking here about the horticulture sector, where virtually all of the vegetables are sold on the market here at home. Pig, poultry meat, similar as well. We're finding it very, very difficult to get price increases to compensate farmers for the massive losses they're incurring there at the moment. So we're seeing in the horticulture sector, farmers going out of business. In the pig meat sector, we've seen already 10% of the producers have closed down, gone out of business. And you know, if we don't see a price increase, so coming from retail level back through processors that is directed back to farmers, well then, what I'm seeing is we won't be able to supply Irish produce into the future. So you know, that's how serious this is. And you know, we were seeing price increases prior to the war. But I suppose, you know, I'd have to say, you know, from the onset of the war in Ukraine, you know, it really has put a final nail in the coffin. So look, it's a very serious situation on the ground for farmers at the moment, and very, very concerning.
And Tim, you have to excuse my ignorance, but I mean, if you have a farmer who's involved in horticulture, or they've got pigs and they're essentially shutting down their business, what does that mean? Does that mean that they're selling the land, or are they diversifying into other areas? And if it's the latter, what areas do they go into?
Yeah, I suppose in horticulture, farmers, it depends. If they're growing crops out in the field, well, then they can divert into something else. But you take a horticulture farmer that maybe is producing tomatoes or whatever in a glass house, well, then they can't divert to anything else similar with pig or poultry, because the operations they're on, the buildings are specific, you know, for producing either pig meat or poultry or whatever. So look, what's happening here is businesses are being wound down. So that's why, you know, it's a very serious situation. And I suppose we have the other area of fertilizer, you know, farmers trying to grow crops this year and dealing with, you know, just to give an example, fertilizer this time last year was 300-400 euros a ton. That fertilizer today could be anything from 1,200 to 1,500 tons, I'm hearing, in the last day or two. So, okay, you know, Kieran, it's almost impossible to deal with what's happening on the ground at the moment.
Damien, yourself and Gina both kind of nodded in agreement when Tim made that point about Irish produce and the difficulty that we face finding Irish produce on Irish shelves.
It is, yeah. And like, we can't compete in some regard when we're producing horticulture products or carrots and other products like that, vegetables, we think that are all coming from Ireland, but they're not, because we can't produce them in the same scale that the discounters especially want. And the discounters are offering stuff for 49p for a bag of carrots. You know, if we want to, what we need to be is concerned about the origin of the product. And what we need to be concerned is a little bit more about, you know, the food that we eat and consume. It's not just a consumable. You know, it's something that we depend on, and we need to be concerned about the food that we're putting into our mouths. You know, and we should be a bit more concerned that if you're buying an Irish product, it's going to cost you maybe an extra euro. But you know what? Most of us can suffer Excuse me.
No, you're absolutely all right. Happens to the best of it.
Sorry,
it's happened to me in studio.
We've got to look at the origin. What retailers are doing is they're looking at the number of SKUs, stock-keeping units, and they're decreasing the number of SKUs that they have. Also, what they're doing is packaging has gone up increasingly. As Lisa was saying, he says packaging has gone up significantly. People are moving to private labels and to cheaper cuts, as you said. And also, there's what they call shrinkflation, is that producers are now making the product smaller to keep the shelf price the same. Oh, yeah. But the retailers are looking at kind of increasing their cash margin but maintaining a gross margin.
People start texting about whispers now that you mentioned shrinkflation, Damien. But are we offering people any sort of hope? Is there any light on the horizon?
I think it's kind of a lesson in what we're consuming and how we consume and the food that we consume, you know, and appreciate what we're putting into our mouths. It's not just about the price that we're paying for the, you know, because albeit that the inflation has been driven by external factors, and many of these have been driven by external factors, the actual price inflation in food is only about 3-4%. So it's quite, it is significant, and I'm not trying to say that people are not hard pushed when they're buying things, but I mean, we've got to look at how we're consuming food, and we've got to take into account 33% of the food that we produce in the world is wasted.
Gina?
Sorry. Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, we all deal with Irish suppliers, and you're talking top quality. I mean, hats off to all the producers across the country, and they are going to have to be paid a fair price for their product. And across the board, whether it's myself or the farmers or you know, somebody who's growing horticulture, you know, energy costs have gone up. My commercial unit of electricity has gone from 0.2 to 0.29. That's a 47% increase. Now, I'm, you know, absorbing that increase. The farmers are also having to do it. So I think we all have to be real about things. We're going to try and keep, you know, menu prices as lean and as economical as possible. But if you want quality produce, people are going to have to pay and support all the people in our communities. It's not about bringing in cheap food from abroad. We need to protect our own communities, and they're the farmers and the fishermen of Ireland.
Yeah, and lots of people getting in touch. Kind of similar figures. You're, I think, you know, 47% increase in your unit price of electricity. You're 40-odd% in terms of the unsalted butter. And somebody here, their two chicken breasts that they were buying in Super Value have gone up in exactly 50% over the last year. Somebody else says, my shopping bill for a house with three kids, two adults, has gone up by €40 per week, and I haven't even done the maths on fuel because I don't want to depress myself. Anyway, 53106, the text number. My thanks to Damien O'Reilly, is a lecturer in retail management at the Technological University of Dublin, to Gina Murphy of Hugo's Restaurant in Merrion Row in Dublin, and Tim Cullinan, who's the president of the Irish Farmers Association. Stay with us after the break. We're going to be hearing a call for a relaxation of abortion services.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.